This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, President Bush makes his fifth trip to the Gulf Coast region since Hurricane Katrina. He'll start his tour in Gulfport, Mississippi, where he meets with local officials and business leaders. Then he is scheduled to visit a business in New Orleans that is trying to reopen. Later in the week, the president will stop in Alabama, Texas, and Arkansas, where he plans to thank people for helping evacuees. Yesterday, the president said he was concerned that future storms could cause levees to break and once again flood New Orleans, which is a concern shared by some emergency planners. They are thinking the unthinkable. With more than 2 months left in the hurricane season, a second storm could still strike the city. NPR's John Hamilton looks at the odds.
Hurricanes are like lightning. They can and sometimes do strike the same place twice. So federal officials are already worrying about a storm named Rita. At the moment, it's heading west from the Bahamas toward the Gulf of Mexico. Colonel Richard Wagner with the Army Corps of Engineers says he's concerned about two possibilities. The first is that Rita could veer north and deliver another direct hit to New Orleans. But Wagner says he's also concerned that Rita might simply get close enough to drop several inches of rain.
The first one is obvious: storm surge, wind, typical hurricane damage. The second one is a concern because of the amount of rainfall on the city, and the status of the pumps to be able to get the water out of the city is still limited at the present time.
It wouldn't be the first time a place has been struck by two hurricanes in a short period of time. Last September, a Category 3 hurricane named Ivan battered the coastline near the border between Alabama and Florida. That storm closed Highway 399 near Pensacola. 399 reopened in July of this year for about a week. That's when Hurricane Dennis arrived and destroyed the repairs. David Nolan, a meteorologist at the University of Miami, says the story of Highway 399 should remind people in New Orleans of something that's pretty obvious.
The chances of New Orleans being hit by a hurricane, say, in the next few weeks, are really not very much different than they were for the previous few weeks.
Nolan says that's partly because the Gulf of Mexico serves as a sort of crossroads for hurricanes.
As the season goes on, the hurricanes change from a track which is mainly from the east towards the west, and then changing to one which is essentially from the south to the north. Unfortunately for the Gulf, it is vulnerable to storms moving both directions.
The news isn't all gloomy. Nolan says Katrina was so powerful it actually changed some of the conditions that allowed it to become so destructive.
Before Katrina, sea surface temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico were quite warm. After Katrina, the temperatures are definitely lower. The wind blowing across the ocean mixes up colder water from below.
For a hurricane, warm water is like fuel. When water temperatures drop, so does a hurricane's potential strength. Chris Lancey is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He sees another factor that should work in New Orleans' favor. Lancey says that as the hurricane season progresses, the greatest risk tends to shift from the Gulf to the East Coast.
For example, one of the biggest impacts for the Carolinas was Hurricane Hazel that occurred in October. Likewise, October, we see them in the Florida Peninsula, whereas the western Gulf, say Texas and Louisiana, by the time you get to October, their threat is much diminished.
Lancey says it will be several weeks, though, before people in New Orleans can let down their guard.
I hope we don't have any more major hurricanes, but you know, given that we're in kind of mid to late September and the active portion of the season tends to last to the middle or late October, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw another major hurricane or two before the season's over.
There have been 17 named storms in the Atlantic this season, including Rita. There are just four names left: Stan, Tammy, Vince, and Wilma. After that, storms get Greek letters, starting with Alpha, Beta, and Gamma. John Hamilton, NPR News.